Yo, shout out to the Most High. It's always a high seeing our Lord say this. LDs, also known Lawrence and One, for another episode I Need to Know. And my special guest, introduce yourself.
Yo, it's the H, HD of Bare Face.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? G Dirty of Bare Face.
Shadiness, Bare Face.
Okay, for sure. Well, shit, man. I'm going to start all the way on that way, then work my way back. So, Shay, man, D-Nass.
What's happening?
How did you get your name, man?
Man, I got that shit. I've been getting called that since I was a kid. They used to be like Shady Acres, just fucking with me. And then it just rolled on into Shadiness.
Oh, you know the evolution is Shay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Said fast as Shadiness.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, Shady?
What's happening?
What's up, G?
What's going on, man?
Come on, man.
What's up with you?
For sure. So what's the answer, man? How'd you get your name?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Shit, just being in the streets and shit, you know what I'm saying? My name start with a G, so you know, G right there. And then Dirty, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? I got that from my, matter of fact, from my partner Pops.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, Dirty G, and I was like, nah. Turn that around to G Dirty. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Always, correction.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Correction.
Right. Right. He was always in the streets and stuff, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's where it came from, though.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Now, how'd you get your name?
My shit, Biblical HD, that's my initials. And actually, when I was a baby, I went to my auntie house, actually, G Dirty Mom. She gave me my name when I was a little baby. That's like a tradition for our family. Yeah. Everybody come to her house and get their nickname. Like she look at you, she give you a name. So she was like, HD. That shit just rock.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty indigenous. You know what I'm saying? Where a motherfucker might wait till you're 10 years old to see how you is. I think he might be the one. I mean, he kind of looks like an alligator. We going to call him Gator.
Right, right.
You
know what I mean?
So what's up, man? What's up, man? So HD of Bare Face. What does Bare Face mean? Where'd y'all get that from?
Man, you know, we polar bear. So it started off from Ice City, North Oakland, North Pole. Yeah. Before Ice City, it was North Pole. So we polar bears. And, you know, we embraced that, man, because we always been different. We rare. And, you know, I was a young nigga when I came up with it. So, you know, strictly was about moving bare face in the street. All that shit just. All of the above, you know what I'm saying? Bare face from the polar bears, you know what I'm saying, to the street movement and everything. Mm-hmm. We got the bare face ski mask too though now, so you know what I'm saying? I don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Bare face ski mask.
Let me take a look at that.
We do that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
period. You know what I'm saying? Get the bare face merch, barefacerecords.com.
Yeah, that bear representing that pole, you feel me?
Period.
All saying, polar bear, you know what I'm saying?
So can somebody from the other side of town and still be barefaced?
Oh, for sure, because, you know, the California bear, you know.
Okay.
It's a bear thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. So do y'all got any Oakland, West Oakland, East Palo Alto, Antioch stamps?
Yeah, everybody connected with this shit, man.
Okay. You know,
I'll shit from San Jose, too, you feel
from
me?
San Jose up to the East Bay, you know. We even got some people down in L.A., you know, out of state, and we connected, man.
Okay, for sure, man. So look, how long you been doing your thing?
Well, professionally?
Nah.
I've been doing my thing since legit. I know you know, my uncle and shit and Jerdy, they been rapping, so it's always been around me. So I was rapping like, I was probably like, I want to say 9, 10 when I did this record with my uncle, Mr. Mix from the 2 Live Crew. And it was called It's Time to Battle. That's when Bow Wow came out.
Yeah.
It was around that time. So he was trying to have me go at Bow Wow and shit. Like,
you said, wait, slow down. You said Mr. Mix from 2 Live Crew?
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, me so horny, pop that pussy.
But I'm saying, that type of shit. Did you say one of them was your uncle?
Yeah, the DJ.
Yeah, the DJ.
That's my just uncle. When you think you know,
shout out Mix.
Yeah, shout out Mix. You know, we still talk.
Yeah,
every
we still
day.
Tap locked in
every day.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, what was your driving force, Shadiness? I mean, what do you actually do? Do you rap or make beats? I mean, what's going on, man?
Man, it's like a one stop shop. You know what I'm saying? I do beats and I do rapping. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
The rapping, came first, and I got tired of asking funny niggas for beats.
Yeah.
And that's how I started being
niggas
a producer.
Niggas didn't know he did one of, like, we got like over 1 million views on YouTube. He did I Get Down. That's one of the biggest songs that we put out, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube. So that's a Shady Ness beat, in case y'all didn't know.
Yeah, so that and many more. You know what
I'm saying? So.
Yo, Mr. Morph was rapping over his shit.
Now, you know what?
Mr. Morph
you know
was rapping over my rest shit.
Peter, that's my favorite rapper from North Oakland.
Yeah,
I was making all the loops. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So are y'all cold gunners?
Nah, we ain't gunners. But we connected.
Oh, okay. So y'all like the X-Men, they the Avengers or something like that?
Yeah, we like that. We
from the same universe.
Cosby Show, different world. Morpheus is my favorite gangster rapper from North Oakland.
Oh, for real, man. Rest in peace, man. Mr. Morph, man. He gone way before his time, man.
Yeah, for real.
Y'all don't know, man. Y'all go look up some Mr. Morph shit on YouTube and ain't got no shit on iTunes yet.
And how many albums do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
I lost count, brother. I got over 100 projects.
On Spotify too?
Yeah. I got over 100 projects on Apple Music right now. And that's when I stopped counting like at the end of last year and we dropped some more shit. But yeah, I just stopped counting, man. Like I cram. Like I try to get it all in while a nigga can.
Man, cram.
So you're a workhorse.
Cram artist.
Yeah. Cram head. Whatever you want to call cram it. Head. Lad rat. Saying I'll be
cram artist.
I sit in that motherfucker all week, all month. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what I want to know, man. If you had to rank your top five albums yourself, like the five that resonate you with the best with you, which five would you put up there?
We're gonna go with Emotional by my guap.
Matter of fact, stop. I'ma ask y'all that same question about him. What are your five albums that he got?
Well, shit, I say Extortion Music 2.
You said what?
Extortion Music 2.
Extortion?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Hey, for real.
Three. Which one?
Man.
Shit.
Breaking and Entering.
So many, yeah, definitely like Breaking and Entering.
Seven.
You know what I'm saying?
But let them say it, though. I want to see if theirs line up with yours.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Shit, what's another one out there? You feel me? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. That Extortion Music 5 too. I'll be off them because that'd be that, you know what I'm saying? That'd be that nigga shit. You know
okay, we like that.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know. And shit, man. Got a whole lot on shit.
Coldest one ever.
Yeah. That part two go crazy. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Weather the Storm. If y'all ain't heard that, that just came out last year.
So that's one of yours too?
Yeah, that's Coldest Winter too.
Man.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, that's
a series.
So check this out. Check this out though. Say this happened. Say like you was at a prestigious college or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Right. You at a prestigious college.
And
you had to give your professor one of your albums and introduce him to you and hip hop. Which one of them would it be? Oh, you gonna do it for a grade?
Bad Habits. I got an album with the Mechanics called Bad Habits.
A whole album?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got two. Bad Habits. And
oh, getting the mic.
And I got two. I got Shout the Mechanics too. Bad Habits, and then I got Evolution, and that just came out too. This is all like you know shit updates. You know what I'm saying? And both of them. I love both of them too, man. The Enlightenment. That's another one. I give them all this intellectual shit because I'm a politician. I'm a political rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just rap. I address shit. Like, I address problems. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I might get backlash or whatever, but I stand on that shit.
Yeah, stay relevant.
That's dope.
Yeah, I stand on that shit. So we got Black Privilege we just dropped, which everybody need to be. If you black, you need to go listen to that shit because... It's Black Privilege. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what we pushing. Like
that's that Black Privilege.
We want our privileges.
3.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. That's Black and Rebellious 3. And then Part One is one of my favorites, Black Rebellious One.
So you got a lot of sagas. You got a lot of sagas.
Yeah, that's how we do. We keep this shit because we try to, it started off, you know, fruit. So we try to keep it fruitful, man. Like, we don't want to, we ain't trying to lose track of what we here to do. Like,
for real.
You know what I'm saying?
So what would you say your superpower is as an MC, artist, rapper?
Man, touch souls, man. I touch souls, man. Like, this shit different. This shit hit different, man. You see, Brody was even saying some shit about my shit. Back when we was like younger, like it's, you know, this shit is like, it's nostalgic. It's everything. It's shit that you can hold on to. Like,
yeah.
People, a lot of people come to me and be like, yo, I got through this. Mm-hmm. Did I got through this. My girlfriend dying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
for
shit
sure.
That I'd be like,
talking about real shit.
All right, you can't get that from no Minute Maid music. Like these niggas doing whatever, how they doing it now. Like you can't get that.
Yeah.
You get that feeling for a minute. While you in the club or while you in a whip, but like when you wanna, you know what I'm saying, have that shit to hold on to, like I feel like that's when I come in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Andy, you feel me, the hook master, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you feel
me? In, man.
The hook master.
Yeah, niggas say Drake and Wayne, you know what I'm saying? HD, then you wanna hook me, HD.
That's cause
then,
when I was younger, like they nothing. used to make me like rap about shit, like,
yeah.
Nigga used to point at something, like, nigga, rap about that shit.
So you a freestyler?
Nah, I'm not a freestyler, though.
Hey, he been doing it since he was two.
Yeah, but it's real with me, though.
Shit,
I'm not a freestyler because I take my craft serious.
I ain't even going to lie.
So are you saying the freestylers don't take their craft serious?
Yeah, if they a freestyler.
Yeah.
Freestylers, like, battle rappers, like, they practice that shit.
Yeah.
They got a million raps in their head, like, worth. Like, niggas, like, certain niggas do that. Me, I'm trying to create a ballad. Like I sit there and write.
Yeah, you trying to make movies.
Yeah.
You trying to make movies.
Document with, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit.
If you could go back in time and be on any album, one of your favorite albums, what album do you wish that you would have been on?
It's hella of them I wish I would have been on, but probably, bro. It's probably gonna be Me Against the World. That's the first one that came to my head.
Say pop.
Or All Eyes on Me.
That's the number one answer.
Or Are You Still Down? It's gonna be a Pac album.
You know what's crazy? That's the one I wish I was on. All Eyes on Me.
Come on, bro.
You know, it seemed like they was
that
having
nigga. Hey, that nigga. Hey, especially on checkout time. hey, get with y'all riding, y'all flying, y'all rolling. Man, we rolling, nigga. What you talking about, nigga?
It seemed like they was at a place. And hella studios was going on, and people was just going door to door partying.
Cramming.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Going studio to studio.
Yeah, had that just continuous.
See,
vibe.
I remember back in the day, we used to be writing, and well, for me and the other fellas, we used to have to be like writing hella quick, because, you know, he'd write this shit hella fast.
Yeah, oh.
You know, because
he'd write
hella fast. So, you know, we all trying to. You know what I'm saying? Who gonna, you know, be next on the, you know what I'm saying, on the sauce? Whoever write first, that's who going on next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? They be feeling good with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Writing shit before him.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers have fun with this shit.
And niggas don't know dirty, bro. Man, niggas. All right, bro. This nigga go stupid. I'm telling you, bro.
So this question is for G and Shady. You know what I'm saying? Name something that you didn't. How can I phrase this? In the state that hip-hop is in right now, right? Name something that when we was younger, you thought that you would never see going on in hip-hop the way that it's going on now.
Oh, I mean, you know I'm going to have to say the dress stuff and all that stuff, the dresses and, the feminine. Yeah. Like, I didn't think it was going to be like that. I ain't gonna lie. I thought, you know what I'm saying? You know, I thought it was gonna be straight, just, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
niggas,
hey,
niggas trolling real niggas.
NWA
like,
stuff,
all types of shit. Niggas trolling real niggas. Hey, fake niggas.
Hey, G sound like all ass man. Here you go. You know, I didn't know niggas was gonna be wearing dresses. I thought, you know, at the most, niggas was gonna be putting on shorts and house
you
shoes.
You feel me? So, I didn't know all this stuff was gonna jump off, but you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? Whatever float they boat. You feel me?
And I didn't think that the listeners would lose that. Way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that's kind of ambiguous. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, that what I'm saying is like, it's like they key in their ears on the wrong stuff. It's like the art form is us using words to communicate to get a point across or whatever the case is. And what they doing is just listening to the beat. You know what I'm saying? Listening to everything else, but rap. You know what I'm saying? That's why they shit ain't got no substance to it.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I got a theory. First off, y'all was around during this time, so we're going to just talk about this for about 4 minutes because we could talk about this the rest of the interview, right?
Sure.
What is your favorite era of hip-hop? If you had to say, is it 90 to 95 or 96 to 2000?
I liked all of that from 90, you know what I'm saying, then to 93. To 99. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I liked it all, that whole little part.
That whole era.
But
I'm going to say this.
But you got to press a button, though.
Yeah. Shit.
96 to 99,
yeah,
I say.
You can say that because of Pac.
I say
right?
96 to 99.
Because of Pac. But then you got the... Don't forget about the other shit, that the Outkast and all that.
I know
shit
that's why I said man. I needed 93 over
Biggie came
to 99.
In 94, Cash Money.
I'm just saying, you know, hip hop.
All that
honestly,
shit came out in the 90s.
Hip hop was made in 96. Was made on 95. The East, right?
You said what?
Hip hop was born on the East Coast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, you know I used to listen to Tribe Called Quest and all that.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta, you know.
I mean, really,
we was blessed to get through all the eras.
I was listening
to the
East Coast
shit from all the eras.
All this other.
You said what?
I was listening to East Coast shit before I knew about Bay Area artists, to be honest.
Oh, for sure. That's damn near like the starting point for all this.
And that's fucked up because when I didn't get to hear like the Jack, Mac Dre until I was like in high school type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before then, like middle school shit, I was off, nigga, like I said, Pac, you know, Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Dipset it, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
shit,
you know
like
what?
That.
That's fair, though, because that's about the time Jacka blew up in the early 2000s. Yeah. But this is what I want to show y'all about the 90s, right? Yeah. Rap from 90 to 95, mm-hmm. It made you feel good because it made you think. Man. Rap from 96 to 2000, it made you feel good because it made you dance.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now, motherfuckers don't really even trip off the thought process. Like, nobody... After they took the third verse off rap, because I don't know if y'all noticed that it's only two verses, man.
Attention span. It's,
yeah, everything is quick.
And they try to make you do that so you can stay like in the YouTube algorithms and all that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got their way of doing this.
Yeah.
They got rid of rap storytelling too.
Yeah.
Diss records actually took the place of storytelling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because remember back in the day, right? Say like you was going to be a rapper, right? So... The first verse, you thinking about selling some dope. The second verse, you actually selling dope. The third verse, you like, man, that wasn't a good idea to sell dope, and it's over. Now, you thinking about selling dope, and you selling dope, then the song is over.
Yeah, right.
So when the little kid is picking up the album, guess what he think he's supposed to be doing?
Selling dope.
Yeah. That's what we mean by, you know what I'm saying, putting substance, you know what I'm saying, in the music.
That's why I do... No, that's why Bareface.
Niggas cutting the movie off like, halfway through.
A nigga gotta make something stick in there that make you think. Like, it ain't just about, you know what I'm saying, selling dope. It's an aftermath because I've been on all sides and shit.
Do you sell dope on records?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. I'm from Oakland. What you think?
I got a story to tell. I'm a prophet. Like,
yeah,
I got a story to tell. Like, it ain't like that. Like, I ain't on here just I put my shit in metaphoric. You know what I'm saying? Crafty.
I want to know something, man. You got a lot of albums and stuff like that. How do you stay out the bullshit, man?
Stay to myself and Bareface, and don't try to click up or fake politic. You know, just to get a little bit of, you know, shine, a buzz, or whatever that's, you know, all that type of shit niggas do it for. You know, just stay away, man, because it's easy to get caught up in some bullshit.
You got a lot of music. Have you ever did songs with two people that don't like each other on a separate day?
Not that I knew about it.
Dope.
Not that I knew it, because I'm kind of like choosy like that, too, because that's why I don't mess with a lot of people, because... I'm real like that.
Particular,
you
know
what
I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I don't want to deal. You're not about to put me in the middle of y'all shit because y'all got a problem. Like, nah, I just want to do a song.
That's female shit, man.
I want to do a song with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just period. I could rap by myself.
Dope. And Shay, are you still a car head?
A car head?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm still a car head. I still like cars. Yeah.
What's your dream car?
My dream?
Dream car.
I don't even know if it came out yet. It's probably some type of you know, they got the electric cars coming. So it's probably going to be one of them, I don't know, EV, Banshee top performance, you know, because Dodge coming with the new edition of the Chargers.
Yeah.
And they Banshees.
Yeah.
And so probably they top model. I mean, it ain't my dream car, but it's just something I probably want to fuck with for a couple years in the future when they drop it, another year and a half.
Okay, and this is a scenario question for G. You coming out the store, you got a strap on you, right? Mm-hmm. You just bought all your kids and shit stuff, you know what I'm saying, for whatever birthday or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you see your shit getting bipped. Are you popping a motherfucker or not, man?
No, I ain't gonna lie. True story. Not while the kids there. I ain't. I'm gonna let
them No, they're not there.
Oh, they not there?
They not there. You coming out from getting your favorite little... They don't drink Remy Martin no more, so I can't say that, right?
I don't know, because I think, you know what I'm saying, I'll probably, you know what I'm saying, but then I think about the cameras. You know, I'm a thinking motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't, you know, that's how I've been getting around everywhere. This long and shit, you know what I'm saying? You already know.
So the answer is no.
Nah.
What about you?
The cameras is there.
Catch a nigga bipping me and pop out.
And taking the clothes out the car. I mean, stripping your shit. All your kids, they should.
Like he said, it all depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
With time. A lot of shit.
Nigga loaded and shit, you know what I'm saying? They ain't thinking. Yeah, nigga gonna pull out.
Yeah, man, but don't get it fucked up. Hey, but I ain't gonna lie. Right now, we real town niggas. We leaving windows down. Check me out. We leaving windows down, doors unlocked. Go in there. That's how real niggas doing it right now. We don't give a fuck. We taking our bags everywhere we go. Grocery store, we taking everything inside. Like, we don't give a fuck. And we gonna roll the window down. We gonna let y'all, you know.
Not us.
Y'all ain't bipping us. Y'all ain't breaking the window.
And do y'all got an album together?
Who?
Y'all three.
Us three?
Yeah.
Nah, no, that's what we're working on.
We're working on it though, right?
Projects
now.
Man, come on, man. Let's talk about that a little bit. Touch on it, man. What's taking so long, man?
Shit.
Niggas catching up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Catching up.
You know, sometimes jewels take time, you know, like diamonds and stuff. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Mama.
Watch this.
Hey, but look.
Yeah. But look. What's taking so long? Hey, look.
We got a banger right now.
I'm trying to work on my cousin and we remotely, so I can only say bitch three times. Yeah. Tell that to the bitch. I got two more times to say it in this show, right, nigga. Hey, so I got to ask y'all the question of the day.
All right, what's up, man?
So I was on the phone with my homegirl, right? And she was talking about, we were talking about sex, you know what I'm saying? Just the topic of sex. And she says, you know, nobody ain't going to have sex with me with no condom on. I said, well, don't you want to get married? She said, yeah, but I would want my husband to wear a rubber because I just don't really trust people like that. I said, well, you not ready to get married. Is that true or false?
Wait, say it again. You said she didn't want to wear a condom?
She said that when she get married, she will even make her husband wear
a condom.
And I said, okay. Well, then you ain't getting married then.
Condoms. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she don't trust it. What did you get married for? I mean,
Yeah, she might as well.
But this, yeah. some people do the little, we gonna go to the doctor and shit and
that's
see if we got,
yeah,
you know, make sure we all good and shit, blood tests and everything.
They supposed to do
and
that at the engagement. Cool.
She basically gonna wear condoms for life.
And then we gonna get married and do, and then worry about no condoms.
Happens. Hey, yo, unless cameraman, what you say? Get the head nod, nigga.
No, she worried about, you know what I'm saying, making sure she can, you know what I'm saying, get away from that situation. Without, you know what I'm saying, no kids attached. You know? Right. That's what she making sure.
Could y'all ever be in a marriage, man, where your wife was talking about, hey, you can't hit this unless you strap up?
Nah.
Hell no.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the point of
not
that?
If she, not if she's
not
making
if she my
me.
Wife?
Now, if me just doing this stuff and it ain't, you know what I'm saying, if she ain't trimming off of it and I ain't, then it's whatever. But if she trying to make me do it, oh yeah, we got a
man,
problem.
We come from the era that if you had a rubber, you was out of pocket.
Yeah. Oh, with your, yeah, if she find it, oh yeah.
Yeah, what you doing with this?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, nothing wrong with a rubber, bruh.
You know me, I got, you know,
it ain't nothing right with me.
I've been having mine. No.
Man. I'm gonna tell you like my grandmother used to say when you get drunk. Oh, shit. And then she go like this. Well, I love you, boy.
That's granny, me.
Rest in peace to granny, man.
Real. Rest in peace, man. Real. Right, for real.
So, man, what y'all got coming next, man? Shay, what you got coming next? And then we go G to AG.
Shit, We just shot a video, a vid yesterday. Now think about it, for a song that's on my album called "What the Fuck You On." Me, G, and H on the song. It's a banger.
For sure. Yeah.
What the fuck is you on? What the fuck is you on?
What shit? Man, I'm working on this one right now. My part two. I just came out with the "Correct Me If I'm Wrong." Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming out with the part two of that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I need them. You know what I'm saying? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
You know. Talking that shit.
I got, you know, hella projects. I got joint projects I'm doing. Fab, Lil Blood, my little brother, Maya Faceway. A whole bunch of shit. My solo shit coming out. I got another DJ Fresh album. Niggas Ain't Hurt. Working on another Mechanics. Me and Tuck, shout out Tuck, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Land X2, Dope Stash Media. We cramming right now. You know, we working against time. That's why I called the last album Weather the Storm, because it's like niggas had time to, you know, go through the trials and tribulations of having a label and figuring out how to run a business and, you know, do shit the wrong way. And then, you know, now we doing it the right way.
And yeah, you got to bump your head.
Have any majors came knocking yet?
No, I'm not really. I don't put myself out there, and that's what I'm doing now. I feel like I got everything together. I don't want a major to come holler at me. I wanna holler at a major, like, you know what I'm saying, and really negotiate what I want, because I got an extensive catalog. I got merchandise, Bareface Exotics, Bareface Films. We got Funkin' With Money. Funkin' With Money, that's the series. We got two episodes up on YouTube.
Talk about that a little bit. I don't want to gloss over that so quick. Why don't y'all expand on that real quick?
Funkin' With Money, man, it started out as an album that I dropped. And basically, it's just like, you know, funk with money, man. Fuck, you know, fuck with these suckers talking about bitches. Yeah. You know, all that. Stop worrying about everybody and get your bread. You know, make it stick for you. You know, funk with the money. Take your anger out on the bag.
Niggas, man. We ain't funk with niggas. You know what I'm saying? We gonna funk with the money, man.
We taking our frustration out on the bag. So
who's the lead character?
My partner Fee, he like me, Fee. He like the lead character. We basically get into it with some Usos or some shit, take their shit or whatever, you know, he fucking with their bitch or whatever. They cousin and they end up robbing him. He lined up one of the licks.
G Dirty would be doing that.
Come on, man.
Would it be Shady?
You know what I'm saying?
We try to get their acting on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, different crafts, this shit, you know? To light, man. And we doing casting calls too, man. We working on some more episodes.
Yeah, do y'all feel like
another one too, you know what I'm saying? We working on about to work on this More Than One Hustle.
That's
the other one we're going to be working on too after that. You know what
I'm
saying?
About to hook up with Hooker Boy because, you know, it's North Oakland for one. And for two, he shot my first video ever, More Than One Hustle.
Shout out to Hooker Boy.
That's my baby. You know what I'm saying? That's my baby.
So do y'all feel like coming out of North Oakland, y'all got to work extra hard because North Oakland is one
for
of
sure.
the. Sure. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, at first it was just north and I was just like east and west, man. Like, they didn't really know too much about the north. And then, you know, you had Fab come, but he was doing the north, but he was still, like, on the Thiz train, like, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, is it more rappers out there? Like, it wasn't. It was hella rappers out in the north, you know what I'm saying? So even before me, like Father Dom, like, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Dom. Dom was smooth, wasn't he?
Smooth.
Yeah. He really showed,
he laid the law down. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga was smooth.
Yeah. You gotta be a player. Too, you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of players out there in the north, man.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just like, nigga be trying to keep this culture and this history because it's thick. And they trying to water us down, and you know what I'm saying? And I was one of them little niggas that was always wide open when the OGs was talking and talking to us and telling us all these stories and where we come from and, you know, before us and shit. And I just look at this shit now and it's no, this is, shit ain't right.
Do y'all think that
we put that in the movies?
Do y'all think that the Bay Area gets their fair shake in hip hop?
Nah, we like our own little terrain. I don't know what. Now, see, with the Bay Area is like, it's like a Houston. Like, Houston, people come out there and, you know, they get their money. But you don't hear, they, Houston got hella artists out there that I, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And they got their own little movement and shit. But I think what it is with the Bay, we got that, but we don't connect. We don't connect the dots. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't do this. You know what I'm saying? And that way we all have an umbrella. We don't do that. So
when you say connect the dots, are you saying that people aren't connecting the dots with each other or connecting the dots outside of the Bay?
Both. With each other and the resources they do have outside, is like they try to keep a lid on the shit that's out here. Like, it's hella talent out here, bro. It's been like that since you know what I'm saying, before us, when we came, and now it's hella little niggas, but we still don't, you know, it's weird. Like, we got one of the biggest labels out here, Empire. Like, we, everybody from the Bay that's doing some type of number should have some type of deal with Gazi. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just speaking just real, like, because I know me. I've been putting up numbers by myself. So at this point, I'm going to do me regardless. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put the music out. I know how to get my bag, like, figuring this shit out. Like, but overall, like, niggas need publishing help. Niggas need, you know what I'm saying? They ASCAP. It's little niggas that's putting music out on YouTube right now, millions of views, and they ain't even got a distro. They don't even got a song put out through Apple Music. I'm looking like, damn, that shit weird. Like, but I'm the type of nigga, I'm going to tell them, like.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's a lot of people that's in position that need to do more of this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That got the resources, and it ain't nothing to just scratch off. It's like a cosign. Like, you cosign a nigga right now, that's another bag for you.
Yeah.
Period. Like, you putting a stamp on anything, that's chicken for you, so. I don't know. Like I said, that's something that, you know, I feel like the Bay need to, you know, shed more light on, nigga, as a whole, straight up.
Have you ever had a song on the radio?
No. I got radio songs. I got a lot of, but see, like I said, the thing is, I've never pushed in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, there was one time we had a spin on My Emotions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Shout out, yeah. My Emotion. I did. All right. Let me rephrase that. I did an interview with My Emotion.
Yeah, I got you, cuz.
I did an interview with My Emotion. He played some shit of mine on there off of one of my albums. And yep, that was about it. But yeah, as far as like a big song and shit like that, like I never put nothing up on the radio.
But did, you know what I'm saying? But did things with basically every artist that y'all like up out here.
Yeah, I got shit with, you know, everybody from the Bay. Everybody. Anybody, yeah, you can name from the Bay.
Any people outside the Bay?
I worked with.
Any, yep, people outside
Young
the
Young Scooter from Free Band, you know. Black Migos, shout out Young Scooter. Rest in Peace, Trouble.
Trouble.
You know, from Duct Tape, Atlanta. I got a joint with him. I'm trying to get that video done right now, too. Like, Young Greatness, Rest in Peace. Rest, like, in niggas peace. Be dying, bro. Like, shit weird. Young Greatness, I actually pulled up on my own and met these individuals, like, and got these tracks. Like, I went to Atlanta, fucked the Scooter, bust down. Went, Young Greatness came out here to Emeryville, like, mm-hmm, we, you know what I'm saying? Like,
make it stick, nigga.
Bareface, like, we put real Prince down, like, you know, without that, I don't even have a manager, like, no management, none of that shit. Like, and not saying that that's, like, the way to go, but, you know, what you going to do? Like, you going to fight or flight? You going to make, yeah, something stick. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, that's what we do.
This is an off-the-wall question real quick. When the hyphy movement was going on, or do y'all look at hyphy as a dynasty in hip-hop?
I do.
I do. I do, because I feel like our hyphy that we got out here in the Bay, when I say that Keek, that, you know, all that shit, like you said, the Mac Dre, all that shit that we got and all that air. But as far as when it got to the mainstream, I don't feel like they made it stick. They didn't make it stick. they heard about it, but shit, that shit should have went longer, like Crunk, or
yeah,
he should have had a run. Like, that's what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Right back to what I was just saying, P. Niggas don't, when they get in that position, put other niggas in position to.
So how do you think it would have, how do you think that it should have went?
With what?
The hygiene movement. Like you saying, when niggas how was it supposed to go in your mind?
It was cool. Like, we had, like, little shit, but it wasn't enough. Like, I feel like we should have had a barricade of just business going on out here when, like, how it is now. Like, you got, like, the labels and shit out here and people coming out here getting money. We should have had that back then. Like, and not just on no, like, you know what I'm saying? Just to where everybody couldn't get it. But at that point in time, I was still, I was like in high school putting out mixtapes. Like, yeah. I didn't nobody really know, but Wolfpack, they went to school with me and shit. They knew, like,
yeah,
they know. That's why I call myself the guru, because everybody know, like, you know what I'm saying? They know I've been doing this shit for hella long, but certain niggas get a run and I see niggas go up. I see niggas, you know what I'm saying, do what they do. And I just like, man, I just feel like it should be more opportunities out here just as the Bay. Like, we should have some type of seniority just from being a native at these labels out here and all that shit. If we doing some type of numbers, like, niggas need to, you know what I'm saying? Because I know me personally, I do numbers by myself. So nigga can't tell me nothing. Oh, it ain't about your YouTube. I produce this shit on my own with no type of PR, promotion, marketing. Yeah, none of that shit that y'all got going on. You know what I'm saying? So, and I got diehard fans. I got 30,000 subscribers on my YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That I've been holding. I had an Instagram of 57,000, you know what I'm saying? Somehow my shit got took, you know what I'm saying? You see, they just blocked my live, man. So y'all know what's up, man. Run the guru up, man. HD of Bareface all over this month.
Where's your biggest reach outside the Bay Area?
I think Kansas City, man. I think Kansas City fuck with me tough.
Have you ever got booked out there?
Yeah. I've been to Kansas City more than... I've been to Kansas City probably more than I can count. Shout out KC, man. Let's line something up. I feel like that's one of my hubs that I go to and they know the story and shit. They've been following.
Cause they love Bay music out there.
Yeah, they've been following this shit. They know what's up. They be knowing more than me.
Shit, Portland, Seattle too.
Yeah, I mean, we got a boomerang section, like Denver, Ohio.
Akron,
you know what I'm saying? Really, they reach out to a nigga all over, man. They reach out all over, but these is the cities that I know that I didn't went and touch the soil and fucked with the natives.
Have you ever been out the country on some music stuff?
Nah, man. That's,
you got your passport?
Nah, man. I'm trying to get it together, but I'll be off probation this year. So,
okay.
So, once I do some shit like that, I'm trying to...
Can't you just say that you got to go out of town for your job, though?
I can. Yeah. You know, I'm
shout
cool.
Out, shout out to D-Lo. D-Lo gave me the game when he I'm was... Cool. Shout I'm, out to Mr. Noah!
And then, don't get it twisted. If you got to be cool with your PO, though. Like, don't... They not just going to be like, let anybody go. You got to be like a stand-up nigga.
Yeah.
And they got to know that. Like,
is your PO or your probation officer, are they a fan of your music? Or do they know your music?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Every time. But this, you know, this just speaking in the past, like, yeah. All my POs, they look me up. They know me.
I'm saying, but are they a fan of your music?
Yeah. They don't say things. Like, yeah. You know, your probation officer gonna tell you. He's be like, oh, it's not bad. I hope you make it someday. I hope you stay out of trouble. That's the type of shit they tell me. Yeah.
Could they ever use your music against you in court?
They do. Hell yeah, they do.
Have they ever tried to use your music against you in court?
Nah, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
Inshallah.
For sure. You Muslim?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I just believe in God.
Touch, man.
I just believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. You know what I'm saying?
Family come from that.
I don't get too deep in this man-made shit.
For sure. And I was going to ask you about your merch, man. Talk about your merch a little bit.
Bareface Clothing, man, we've been going for a minute, man. I haven't been going as hard, but it's still up there. Barefacerecords.com. I got the classic shit, the Bareface logo, the Bareface Supreme. I'm finna go crazy though. This summer, women shit, you know, all the bust down shit. Yeah, just the original shit.
The Smack Smack Edition. You know,
shout out to the train. Shout out to the train.
Man, ain't nothing like the town, man.
Shout out to the train.
You feel me?
Yeah, but ain't just, you know, if you know about the Bareface Clothing, like I said,
I keep some merch. It's been like that since day one. I keep some merch. So now I got hats. I'm doing collabs with my cousin. Shout out Breaking Hearts, Pierre. I'm doing collab. We just dropped the coldest one to everyone. This a Lil Kayla hat. Shout out Lil Kayla. But yeah, we do that shit, man. We do it.
And do y'all have like y'all taking part in the cannabis movement too?
Yeah. Bareface Exotics.
Okay, for sure. Y'all wanna say anything before we get out of here?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Just look up that music. You feel me? You really know, you know what I'm saying, that you're listening to a real jewel. You know what I'm saying? Just look up that music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't sleep.
And tell people where they can find you at.
HD of Bareface all across the board. Apple Music, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Wherever y'all want to look up, go to YouTube and type in Bareface ENT. Subscribe to my channel. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe to my, go follow me on Instagram, all the shit. I'm trying to run my shit up. But just know that all this shit is independent. I'm not doing, I ain't got all the perks and shit like that. But that's cool though with me though. Just respect the grind, because it's hard to tell that, you know what I'm saying, from right now, from the real and the fake. So, like I said, HD of Bareface all the way up. Shout out the whole team, whole squad, whole hood. Shout out Steve, love you, bro.
You already know.
Hell.
Hey, that was hell of me. He said, hey, Steve, I love you, bro. Then he looked at me and went like this. L.
Yeah. I had to remember your name. It's like, all good. Hold on, it's bro. It's love, bro.
I know it is. Hey, he gave it like this. He gave it like this. Steve gave him 5 G's, but L owed him $100.
That's because I was a little kid, I know Steve. I was about to buy a Benz from Steve. I remember.
Yeah, that sounds like something that Steve powder, would
that,
do. Sell
that
a Benz.
That blue Benz. It was a coupe. I'm finna come buy it, and that motherfucker's gone.
Hey, check this out. Hey, but didn't you rap with somebody back in the day named Roo?
Yeah, that's my little brother.
Man, talk about him real quick, man. Give him a shout out real
quick. Lil Ruger, man, that nigga, man, hella talented, man. Before his time, too, he was making all our beats and shit. Yeah. We had a group called Young and the Restless, me, Rue, and Sippa.
You bitch.
We was doing shit. Now, we had meetings with labels when we was doing that around that hyphy era time. We had a meeting with Warner Brothers and shit. Little shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Just little shit, but we was pushing the line. And then, you know. Shout out my little brother, man, you know.
Y'all still music together?
Huh?
Y'all still do music together?
Nah, we ain't did no recent music, man.
Will there be a reunion?
I wanted to, but man, everybody in their own past, bro. And I'm focused on what Ace doing, man, because I've been the glue. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
For so long, and at this point, it's like we got to get to the perspective now. Like, y'all either coming or staying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Shit, I seen a little Live Wire, a little, you know what I'm saying? It used to be with the Live Wire. See, they got a little tour jumping off.
The starting five. That's what Jay was saying, the starting five.
Was part of that, too. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? H. Rue Allen was part of that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I feel like we did.
That's like a little reunion right there.
Yeah, I feel like Live Wire made a stamp, I ain't gonna lie. Our era with Livewire, like, we came, shout out Blood, Ronald Mac, bro. We came with the hop out, nigga. That shit changed the game.
For sure, man. Well, thanks for coming, man.
All right, thank you, man. Anytime,
Pierre,
man.
Pierre,
appreciate,
man. Appreciate you.
Shay, you didn't drop your Instagram handle, man. When they want some beats,
it's
man.
It's Shady Ness, you know, simple. Shay underscore D underscore Ness.
You got to spell that, man. Is it S-H-A-Y-C-H-E?
C-H-E. Okay. C-H-E underscore D underscore N-E-S-S.
Okay, for sure. Okay,
get at me.
Well, I'm LD's, also known Lawrence the One, for another episode of I Need to Know. And as usual, come on, you know what I want.